Our scripture reading today comes from Luke, chapter 13, verses 10 through 17. Hear now a word from God. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame. And the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever carried a heavy load on your back? A load that caused you to be unable to stand up straight? Have you ever carried it day in and day out? For weeks or months on end? My first backpacking trip, I very quickly learned that it is imperative to keep the weight of your pack as low as possible, while still having the things that are needed for safety, survival, and just a little bit of comfort. Walking 10 to 20 miles a day with an unmanageable load is a recipe for misery and disaster. In the early days of that first hike, I learned something of what it means to be bent over and unable to stand up. Between the weight of the pack itself and the fact that walking on rock often requires one to stare at the ground, I learned the pain of being bent over. Perhaps some of you can relate to such a time in your own life. Or perhaps you've carried a different type of load that has caused you to be bent over. Perhaps your load is an overwhelming schedule, or financial hardship, or lack of work, or difficult family circumstances. Perhaps your load is increased by relationship difficulties, or physical ailments, or pressures to succeed, or any number of other difficulties that life throws your way. Whatever your load, I would guess that at some point, almost all of us have been bent over by the weight of it. The most remarkable thing about being bent over is the fact that the only thing that you can see in such a state is your own 2 feet and the ground beneath them. All you can feel is the weight of your burden, your hurt, your shame. But then Jesus calls to you, just as he did to this bent-over woman. And though you cannot see him being bent over by your weighty load, you hear him and begin to move in his direction. Sometimes you might wonder to yourself, who is this that he wants to talk with me in this condition? What could I possibly have to offer him? Yet as he guides you, you see the feet of others shuffling out of your way. You don't know if they are a friend who may have wanted to help, or if they are a foe who is afraid to catch whatever it is that you have. But whoever they are, they give you space to move towards that calming voice that summons you. You finally reach him, and he says the most freeing words you could imagine. You have carried your burden alone for so long. You almost don't believe him when he tells you that you are set free. And yet, at his touch, the burden is lifted off your back, and for the first time in a long, long time, you can stand up. You can look up. And when you look up, the first thing you see is his face, smiling as he now carries your burden, as if it weighed nothing more than a feather. As you hear the crowd cheer and praise God for the miracle that Jesus has done in your life, you recognize the voices in the crowd as people who have walked alongside you throughout your bent over period. You see their faces, and you realize that they have been there all along trying to show you the way to the one who can lift the burden, enable you to stand, and open your eyes to see his grace. Just as the backpacker rejoices when he reduces the weight of his pack, so you and your companions rejoice at the removal of the weight that caused you to be bent over. For now you are able to stand up straight, with eyes wide open to God's mercy and grace in the world. And you are able to share that good news with others, and to come alongside them as they are bent over. Amen.